Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning encouragement, devotion, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as I spend time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Today's topic is to walk a path of righteousness. Now, if you're familiar with Scripture, you probably know that God says that there is none righteous, no, not one. So that makes this path a little daunting, to say the least, until you discover the good news that God says that in Christ we are clothed with His righteousness. So this path of righteousness is not something that depends on our goodness. It's not something that even depends on our choosing right all of the time. It depends on our choosing Christ and walking in His righteousness every day. As we follow Jesus, we discover that His Spirit within us helps us to make those right choices. As we learn to listen, as we spend time in God's Word, as we looked at last month of gazing intently into His perfect law, we discover instructions that are meant for our good, instructions that are meant to help us walk this path in a way that not only lives right, but more importantly, lives in a way that represents Jesus to a world that needs to see Him. You see, all of this path that we're walking is not just for our benefit. It's not simply for us to live a better life, although it does result in that. It's not just for us to make it to heaven, because we cannot walk a path properly in such a fashion that we could get there on our own. If this path was simply about our relationship with God, if it was simply about us getting to heaven, then the path itself would be somewhat irrelevant in this world. But God has left us here and placed us here for the purpose of being His witnesses wherever we are. And the path that we walk every day, this path of righteousness, will help people see that the words we preach, the words we teach, the words that they hear from church, the Christian influences in their culture have meaning. If you're like me, one of the top reasons, excuses people give for not going to church, for declining an invitation, is it's full of hypocrites. People that, from their perspective, do not walk this path of righteousness, do not even make an attempt to live differently from the world. Well, it's a bad excuse, and we recognize that as Christians because, as I said at the beginning, there is none righteous. But it's typically also based on our own or their own definitions of what's right and wrong. It's often based on the pick and choose method of the limited knowledge that they may have about what the Bible says or about what someone said the Bible says. And so this path of righteousness is a path that God says grows brighter and brighter every day that we walk it. And as we walk that path that grows brighter and brighter, people begin to see a consistency. Years ago, when I was first out of high school, so many years ago, I had a job for a couple years on a commercial roofing crew. And as most of the commercial roofing crews that I've encountered, the one that I worked on, some pretty rough people. It's a rough lifestyle. It's a rough line of work. And the owner of the company had a problem with alcohol. Eventually, he admitted that and realized that he needed help to overcome that. But while I worked for him, Most nights when we finished working on the job site, we stopped at a bar. I was 18 years old, and nobody asked if I was even old enough to be in there, but I wasn't interested in drinking what they were drinking. And about 6 months into this job, my boss said, "You know, you're not like the other Christians that I know. You're consistent. You don't condemn me, but you're consistent in your message." And I didn't think I realized as an 18-year-old how powerful that statement was. Until years later, I looked back and I think, wow. What would happen if each of us walked this path of righteousness with a consistency that the people that we interacted with the most would say, "I don't agree with everything you say, I don't agree with everything you do, but I appreciate your consistency in following your beliefs." I think many times that's the first start. Because once people appreciate that consistency, once they recognize that it is something we're holding on to without letting go, then they begin to look for the reason. As I've said this week, I'm in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa area, working with IDES, International Disaster Emergency Services, who have partnered with the Antioch Christian Church here in Marion, Iowa, to minister to and help people. And I'm guessing that it would not be very effective to go door to door at a time following a major storm, a major disaster, and ask people if they would like to hear about Jesus. There may be some that the disaster kind of wakes them up, but most people are looking at their front yards, they're looking at their vehicles, they're looking at their backyards, their homes, and they're thinking, "I've got other things to worry about." Now, granted, the priorities might not be quite right. There's nothing more important than worrying about your relationship with Jesus, but we all get distracted. We all get things that take precedent. But the conversations that can take place as you're cutting wood and brush and cleaning up messes help people to see that it's not just words. They can begin to see Jesus at work. And many won't realize that's what they're seeing, but it gives the opportunity for those conversations. And it's that path of righteousness that says, "I'm going to do what's right, even if it's difficult. I'm going to do what's right because that's what God wants me to do. I'm going to do what's right in a way that is visible." Jesus says to let our light shine so that people can see it. And guess what? Not pat us on the back. Not shout about us. But so that they can see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. And so as you live life today, as your light shines, as you do the good works that God created in advance for you to do, who is being seen? Sometimes I think that's the easiest evaluation of an attitude, a motivation check. Who am I doing this for? And we can fool ourselves pretty easily. And so the better question is, what do the people watching say? Who do they say I'm doing it for? Am I letting my light shine? Am I doing these good deeds so that people glorify God? You see, that's part of that path of righteousness. Always love Paul's commands, his instructions to to follow him as he follows Christ. Later he writes, and he even takes what I call the disclaimer off. He says, whatever you've seen in me, put it into practice. Every time I read that, I think, that's a bold statement. That's a man that's walking a path of righteousness. And with confidence saying, if you've seen me do it, then do it. And I think for most of us, we really need to start with that. If you've seen me do it and it represents Christ, then follow it. And perhaps someday we'll reach that point that our path of righteousness is so solid that we can just say, if you see me do it, then do it. It's right because I've gotten my instructions from Jesus. Today as we pray, I would encourage you to spend some time asking God to help you examine his righteousness that you're clothed with. Help you examine how well you're walking that path of righteousness. Do the people around you see a consistency that matches, your actions match the words that you speak? Your actions match the scripture that they know and the scripture that you quote? Have you put aside the hatred, the anger, the lust, the greed, the things that God says are wrong and the world typically agrees with, even if they embrace it? You see, this path of righteousness is about us being clothed with Christ so that he can be seen. And if you walk that path every day, you have the opportunity to represent Jesus to people that you would never have dreamed or even interested. As the first century church began to form, it was the lifestyle, it was the way that the people lived, it was the way they treated one another, it's the way they treated their enemies, it's the way they interacted with culture that was described as turning the world upside down. And even under intense persecution, even under great fear, the Bible says that the church grew. The Lord added to their number day by day those that were being saved. In a world that's filled with confusion, people need hope. People need something solid, something real. And you and me walking that path of righteousness gives them something that they can visibly see. And when it produces the fruit in our life of God's Spirit, then they can begin to see something that they not only need, they desire. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that has recognized our lack of righteousness on our own. And because of your holiness, because of your need to be righteous, you have made it possible for us to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Without him, we're completely unable to walk a path of righteousness in any form or fashion. So, Father, thank you for the work of Jesus, of pouring out his blood, his life, to cleanse each of us so that we can be clothed in his righteousness. Father, today may we look to you, may we seek the help of your Spirit as we examine our life for the things that we hold on to that are not a part of that righteousness that you've clothed us with. But help us to not only examine and look deeply into our life for those elements that we've clung to, but to have the courage to remove them, to recognize that you've already cleansed us from them and that they're things that should not be present any longer. Father, as we walk this path of righteousness, may we do so in such a way that it's attractive to people. May it not be a self-righteousness that is offensive or that becomes something to be mocked. But may it be a path of righteousness that's walked in the humility of your Spirit. And God, as we walk this path today, may our consistency in living and speaking and acting on your word help people to see Jesus more clearly than they ever have before. Father, today I pray that you would watch over those that are sheltering from storms. As we have hurricanes approaching and landing, making landfall here in the United States. May you already go ahead of that, preparing people to respond with the love of Jesus. To walk a path of righteousness in the midst of difficult times and places. To do so that Jesus can be seen, so that His word can be heard, so that it would be listened to, and that it would be obeyed. Father, every task that is before us today, no matter what it is, may we do it as doing it for you. And as we consider the work that we do as being work for you, may the righteousness within our work help Jesus to stand out. And may we make the most of those opportunities among our co-workers, among the individuals that we interact with. When they notice the righteousness that we're clothed with, Father, today as I continue to pray for the children in our homes and our communities, as much as life has been turned upside down due to COVID for all of us, schools being delayed and starting, schools starting and online and virtual, schools that are returning to classrooms, but it's all different than what it was. I pray for your protection for the children in our nation and our world. I pray that the righteousness that we walk with would be taught and modeled for the children. That they would realize they don't have to walk the ways of the world. That there's a better path. Father, as we live life and walk this path of righteousness, may we always walk it with a heart of compassion, knowing just as we mingle and interact and do life with those that are unrighteous, that without Christ we're not any different than them. So may we see the potential of every person that we cross paths with, every child that we teach, that we mentor, that we encourage to be righteous because of Jesus. And Father, may this path today be one that lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.